The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Here we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Our very first episode.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Hi, Scout.
Hi, Danielle.
This is so fun.
This is good.
All right. So, you guys, we started a podcast. Whoop, whoop.
Talk scary to me. How good is that name?
I love it.
And
I love
it. How did we come about with that name?
Actually, we asked you guys what we should name it, and that was it.
Yeah, it stuck out instantly. As soon as we both saw it, we're like, oh, so good.
Talk scary to me.
And we're excited. It's all going to be about sex, love, and
horror.
Yeah, obviously.
Of course. Don't the three go hand in hand?
Yes.
Pretty much. We love sex and horror.
Yes. That's good. I like that.
Hashtag we love sex and horror.
That's good. Well, how have you been, Danielle? It's been a bit since I've seen you.
Yeah, I've been good.
Yeah?
I've just been celebrating my birthday all month and getting back to the convention world, which is great.
That was fun.
And, you know, we're just planning this and doing all kinds of stuff. You were working.
I know I was working. It was really nice. Going back to your convention thing, it was really nice to do. We did a bloody photo shoot together, which you've done so many times, and I've never done it. And she invited me to do one with her, and it was so fun. I think we should bring water guns next time and be able to squirt the fans with blood.
It's just something, I don't know, something different, and it feels good. And it's just, I don't know, we've been stuck in our house for so long. It's like, woohoo, like break free.
Yeah, and it brings us back to like being on set, I feel like, too, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I love that kind of stuff. Like the blood has to look really good and all of that. So I'm like,
don't you
really
feel like you like slip into another person sometimes, or like there's like something that kind of comes over you when the blood starts going on?
100%.
It's so crazy. I don't know what it is, but it's so cool.
It's sexy.
It's sexy.
It is sexy. When we had that photo shoot and you were covered in blood, you literally switched to this. Like,
right?
I was like, whoa, who's this hottie?
Like that the vixen comes out.
Yeah.
It's like nakedness and blood. And I don't know. It just feels really good, you guys.
Yeah. Try it, y'all.
I wonder. Fetishes. Hey, we got to talk about that at some point.
We should. Interesting. We should definitely. But yes, I was working on a project for Lifetime where I play three people. Three sisters.
Is that where you had the dark wig?
Yeah.
I love you with that dark wig.
Do you really?
I love it.
Well, I think that's like what I used to have when I was a kid. It was like the dark hair.
Just with your eyes, I was just like, oh my God, this is like your like dominatrix.
But it's good to like kind of come back to earth after that project.
Yeah.
I'm like,
exhausted, right?
I'm exhausted. I felt bad for my guy. I was such a bitch. Like coming home and he was like, oh,
aren't we all kind of bitchy when we're working? I mean, we're tired. This shit's hard.
So tired.
They're hard. These movies are hard, y'all.
But I feel like men, like, I mean, maybe this is the thing. I feel like men can like handle that shit a little bit better than us females can.
Like if they came home with a bad attitude, it would
be
harder.
Be
yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, fuck you, whatever. Yeah. Just go do your thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny.
But you know, man, they want to like make you happy. So
yeah, exactly.
It's and different.
He definitely did. My guy deserves a medal and all the blowjobs ever. So it's great.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Scout, how would you say your blowjob skills are?
So we got like asked all these crazy questions because we wanted to, you know, this is going to be
include you guys.
Yeah, include you. And some of the questions were really naughty, guys.
They're very, I'm cool with that to a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
I was like, yeah, they went for it.
Yeah, they did. It was crazy. It's going to be cool to see like our dynamic with this kind of, these kind of subjects.
Yeah, because we have a little bit of an age difference.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be interesting.
Yeah, I wonder. It's going to be fun.
Woohoo! Shall we start asking some questions?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see who. Do you want to go first?
Yes. So the first subject that we are going to have, because you guys love it, is horror.
Yeah.
Which is one of our favorite things to talk about.
Yes.
So this is from Always Alexandra 24. By the way, I love your photo. It's really cute. It's some of those filters.
Oh, cute. Love
it. Cute. So she wants to know, favorite thing about getting to play such an iconic character?
Well, you take that first, because your character was iconic before you came in.
Oh, then, true. You know? True. Well, I mean, I think a lot of you guys know, I actually didn't really know how iconic Halloween was before auditioning for the franchise and before I got it. And then when I got it and it hit the media and everybody instantly was comparing me to Jamie Lee Curtis, and that made my heart patter a bit. Yeah. And then it made the stress kind of hit me really, really hard. And I was 17 years old, you know, I was not even an adult yet. So it kind of hit me, but.
Do you think it was easier because you were younger?
I think
if you were older, would it have been more difficult now going back and doing her?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Now I'm more of a wreck now. When I was a kid, I was like, well, okay, well, whatever. I'm going to do it the way that I want to.
Right.
You know, nothing hurts you hard when you're kids, so you think.
Right.
And then you deal with the trauma later in your life and all the therapy that you have to do.
Do people talk shit?
People talk shit.
They did.
Yeah. People, I mean, you know, they did. And I think, could you imagine going through that at 17 years old when you were a kid and like someone being bullying you for no reason? It was crazy, but I mean, Rob definitely helped me the first couple of days on set, because he could tell, and he was just like, "Don't listen to that bullshit."
Yeah,
you know.
Like, I mean, I just felt like you were like the torch was being passed. Like this was now going to be like your life.
Yeah.
I mean, it ended up sort of being.
Yeah, it's such an honor. It really was. It was such an honor to play her, and you know, now I am a fan of Jamie Lee Curtis, and like, you know, I've watched the movies.
Have you worked with her or met her?
I haven't.
You've never met her either?
No.
Me neither.
Really?
Hey, we got to get her on as a guest.
We have to.
She'll be like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? What were you in the Halloween movies? Because she doesn't watch them, right?
Who do you play?
Yeah. That's what John Carpenter said to me.
Really?
Yeah, he asked me what I did in the Halloween movies. I was like, I'm an actress. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. He really doesn't watch them. Okay, that's cool.
You're iconic. You are fucking iconic.
Maybe he just wasn't looking at me. He probably just was. He's just like doing his thing.
What about you? So how is it playing your character? Your character and then a different character.
I know. Well, I'm glad that I was able to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something that doesn't get done very often, I guess. You know, I watched the original, obviously, numerous times. And then when I did Annie, I went back and watched it again just to see. And I'm so different from her. So I was like, I couldn't really copy anything. And there was no scenes that were the same, really. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have to feel like I needed to go back and do that. But I also get a little bit of a get out of jail free card, because no matter what, I'll always have fan support.
Mm-hmm.
So I can kind of do no wrong, maybe.
Fans love you.
You know, they love me. I'm so freaking lucky. I tell you, they will follow me. And I'm like blessed.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Thank God.
How was it like auditioning for that? Like what was that process like as a kid?
Oh, it was just like every other audition.
Okay.
I mean, I just went in and I think I had to scream.
Okay.
I read the scene in Halloween 4. My audition scene was where I'm out the window, like the very first time you see Jamie, where she's like, "Are you my sister? My real sister?" I still remember that dialogue. It's weird. And then I think I just had to cry. Oh. That was it. It was like cry, scream, and read this. Okay, cool. And that was it.
And filming something like that as a kid, I ask Miko these questions all the time. But I mean, how was that for you? Like, I mean,
it was great as a kid.
Okay.
But as an adult, you're like, I look back on me as a kid, like when I watch it now, and I feel like compassion for her to like go through all of that, you know, just emotionally. That's so difficult. I still can't believe that was like, I could access that at that age. It's like, I don't have any idea how? What was no idea.
How do kids do that? I wonder, like, even Dag. Like,
no
the
idea.
Shit that Dag had to do in ours.
Yeah.
I was like, how were you okay? And, you know, I remember him being at the carpet, but then he wasn't allowed to watch the movie.
Right.
And I'm like, you're huge.
You're the one doing.
You are huge.
You're doing the killing, but you can't watch it.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It's so strange how kids can process this and just kind of like dump it out.
Yeah. Maybe they're not processing. relaxing.
Maybe not.
Maybe it's that's why we're in therapy.
I mean,
maybe
is that why?
That amongst numerous other things.
Well, it's so crazy because people like ask me all the time and they're like, well, why do you do acting like when you were a kid? And I was like, oh, because it was my therapy.
Yeah.
It was like being, you know, my childhood was like so that right. I feel like me being all these different people was kind of like my way of not dealing with my
right
shit.
It was, you know? For me, like you, we've talked about this numerous times and I know we'll cover this too on our podcast. My home life was so erratic mm-hmm. and kind of all over the place. There's a lot of things going on that work for me was like the only structure that I really had.
Yeah.
I like the routine of knowing where I have to be, what I'm doing that day, that I'm getting 3 meals a day, like mm-hmm. when I get to go home and go to bed. Like yeah. I like having everyone sort of being responsible around me. Like mm-hmm. everyone had a job to do yeah. and they did it really well. So I never felt like I had to do anything more than just be ironically enough, like just be a kid. Like that's what kids are supposed to do. But yeah. yet you're a kid, but you're working. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, I think that's how kids can kind of get fucked up. Like yeah. it's very, very confusing.
Well, that's what's so strange is like our playground was so different. So yes. going into like a normal childhood like activity was very weird.
Yeah. It's that's why maybe strange. You and I are doing kid things now.
Maybe.
It's gotta be what it is.
Like Disneyland. Let's go to the beach yes. every day.
I'm like riding little motorcycles through the desert.
That was so cute. That was so cute. Oh my
God, I love it. I never got to do any of that stuff as a kid because we were working and we weren't allowed to get hurt or it wouldn't work.
Yeah. Oh my God, I remember I would get in so much trouble like because I played sports and I would get in trouble if like a ball hit me. I remember I caught a grounder. And it like popped up and knocked me right here, and I had to go film Jay Leno the next day. And I remember my mom being so upset.
But wait, let's talk about the fact that you went to film Jay Leno.
Oh yeah.
Oh, don't worry. Oh yeah, that. Yeah.
Well, I used to do skits with Jay with Brie Larson. Like whenever.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, whenever they needed kids, they would call. So I never like booked Barbie commercials ever in my entire life. Guess I wasn't like the happy kid.
Right.
But I like really wanted a Barbie commercial, and you go out for those fucking things. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like an audition a day for a Barbie commercial, but I did all the Barbie things on Jay Leno.
Oh my God, that's
like
so
Temptation
cool.
Island Barbie, chewing tobacco can.
Oh
like, it was
my
like
God.
All making fun of it. It was really funny. So I did technically do Barbie commercials.
We're gonna have to like pop that into the show so we can
yeah,
watch it.
Do
you haven't
have,
you haven't
I'm,
seen it?
No, I haven't Ooh. Seen them.
Okay, we're gonna find it. You guys, yeah, we'll if you see this, send
yeah,
it to me.
Find it, guys.
I love it. So where do you how do you feel now about the Halloween franchise? Now that you're not, you know, I've been replaced numerous times with yeah. numerous different Jamie Lee Curtis's or Laurie Strode's kids. They're all different except for me. How do you feel about kind of where they are right now with not coming back? Is it bittersweet?
You know, yeah, it's always bittersweet. I mean, I know Tyler and myself, we were offered a third one. And then they were saying that Rob wasn't a part of it. So that mm-hmm. was kind of like red alerts. But we definitely wanted to come back and like finish what we started yeah. and we thought like we would be given that opportunity, but then it was kind of like just ripped away. But I mean, I think now as I'm older, knowing how such a big deal the franchise is and Jamie Lee Curtis and all of that, I feel like what they're doing right now is the only way.
It's the way to do it.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, but are they going to finish it?
No.
They're just saying, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
No.
I thought it was going to be super cool and, like, one of them was going to, like, die. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, an end. Like,
they're never going to, as long as it keeps making money, this is yeah. never going to end it. I don't think they are.
I mean, no. But I do, I mean, I saw the 2018 one and it's exactly how I would picture Jamie's character
yeah.
being.
Yeah.
So that was
she,
cool.
She made the movie.
Yeah. And the Michael Myers, the kills were a little weird, but
yeah.
a little weak. But she was badass.
She's always badass.
I was like, cool.
Yeah,
I, like, at least
I know.
That. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, mine sort of was after like Halloween 6. Like that's my yeah. sort of similar, you know, like you're kind of like, oh, this isn't what I expected or how I wanted to go out. But I feel like Rob Gabe paid homage to that mm-hmm. character when I died in the second one. So I have some closure.
Dude, it was very, very sad watching your death. And I'm sure for fans, it was even more traumatizing for them.
I love it. I mean, you never get like an emotional goodbye in a horror movie. You
yeah.
know, you don't really.
Did you know he was going to do that? Like with the clips and all
He sent it. He asked me for home videos after. Oh my God. I knew that like something was happening. I just wasn't sure exactly what it was.
How incredible for Rob to like make it like that.
I think in the theatrical version, it wasn't in there.
Really?
No, I think it's only in, I think it was only in the director's cut.
Oh wow. That's only.
I think they thought it was too much or something.
It's just right.
Well, director's cuts are always the way to go anyway.
Best, right?
I think the Weinsteins thought it was like too dramatic or something. I mean, who knows? I don't remember. God. I have to watch it again.
They just want to be like, just killed the bitch. I'm like, it's like Jesus.
Okay, well, let's talk about fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Are we going to do, let's talk about, well, should we go to love first?
Yeah, I love love.
Love, do we
I'm have a Pisces. I love love.
Oh, you and my son love to be love. I'm a Gemini. So half of me loves love. The other half loves to be naughty. So sugar and
you're
spice.
You're good. I'm just the emotional woman that's like, oh, if someone loved me, please. We'll talk about that.
Yes. Yes, we will, stuff. Scout.
Yes.
I want to get to the sex stuff, but yeah. You know, this is kind of like a love thing, I guess. Yes. Let's talk about, because it's Pride Month, mm-hmm. let's talk about, I had this great question actually from M.Y. So Serious H. So I don't have my phone, so it was just to generalize. They were asking, he was saying he was bisexual and wondering if you on a dating app say that you are upfront or wait until you are dating to get to know the person a little bit to have that conversation, but how horrible that is, like to have that conversation for the first time with a new person every single time and kind of what you do. I mean, you've swam in the lady pond.
Yeah, I'm bisexual. Yeah,
I've swam in the lady pond too.
Yeah.
But I don't identify as bisexual. I was just, I think, curious. Mm-hmm. But I think women are, listen, my bachelorette party, I had two strippers. Female.
Really? Oh, oh yeah. Amazing. Women.
I was like, I want brunette tattooed strippers.
So you.
Yeah. Basically.
It's funny. It's so weird because, I mean, I'm bisexual and I...
Do people know that or no?
I think so. I mean, it's nothing that I've been ashamed of or I've hidden, but I think that that's like a thing, you know, to answer his question. I always went in like it's not really something that somebody needs to know
right
off the bat. And
do you think it's different for a woman to be bisexual than a man when you're dating?
Probably. Oh, 100%.
Because why is it okay?
Why is that? It shouldn't be that way.
I don't understand. There's something maybe taboo about...
Yeah, I think because like in movies, it's so publicized that women on women, it's good and hot, sexy, and it's like that's what every man wants. But you never see like two men kissing. Right. Like it's like shamed upon, I think,
especially in horror.
Yeah, which that's gonna change. I mean,
we could change it.
I'm glad that a lot of like these horror movies are actually finally showing these guys. Like things.
About time.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know how many times that they've had to see fucking tatas and butts and vaginas?
About time.
Oh, some dicks and let's some do asses.
It. That's right.
You know?
I will for sure be putting dicks and asses in my movies that I direct.
Yes, I will too. but yeah, I mean, when I was in like the dating pool, it was like not something that I talked about, but, what about you?
But aren't guys like excited when you do have the conversation at some point? You're like, I'm bi. Or do they think like automatically you're going to bring a woman into the bedroom?
You know, I don't. Okay, I've dated in my past. It's been very insecure men. So they did not like that.
They did not want it?
They did not want that. I actually have never dated a man that was... that wanted that. But I'm also like a one person person.
Yeah.
So whether I was with a woman or a man, it's like... I'm with you. Right. I don't want anybody else to like come in and have a part A.
Right.
Like, not really.
So
my
no
thing.
Like polyamory kind of.
No, yeah, no, no. I'm still like a love one person love bug. So, but
now, do you think if you end up with a man, do you want to get married?
Yes.
So to a man?
My man now.
Okay, got I'm it. Living. So do you at some point or do you, would you? I mean, depending on how, well, you know, this is because I'm married. I've been married for 7 years and, you know, you wonder like at some point, are you going to want to bring, if you are bi, you're going to want to bring another woman in? Is it going to, can you live your life without ever having that? Or would it have to be kind of a separate thing?
So
not included in with your man?
It wasn't like, I'm bisexual. So it's like whoever I'm with, I like, that's who I want to be with, whether it was like a woman and this is who I love, or a man. So I feel like I'm not going to miss like ever sleeping with a woman again.
Right,
it's
right.
Like, it's just, that wasn't my person right. when I was with women. And now, you know, when you find your person, you're like, oh, this is who I want to be with.
Right.
What about you? Do you think that...
I liked girls, experimented with girls and liked girls that were doms, basically. Mm. I mean, I was dating a lot of insecure men too.
Yep.
And I was always the dominant one in the relationship. And I just felt like I was interested in women that took charge. Mm-hmm. And I felt like men were more intimidated and a woman didn't give a shit. So I just had to find the right woman. So I experimented a little bit. But bitches be crazy.
Yeah, they are. They're very crazy.
They be crazy.
And they would cheat. Like, Ryan, I was like, one thing that I was like, okay.
Woman, she's definitely not gonna,
like, what? No, it's like, you know, you go to like the lesbian bars and it's like, why are you making out with that girl? I'm over here. What's happening?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know she was with you. No.
I'm like, what is happening? Yeah, there was definitely something that I needed to like figure out about myself that I like discovered with women, and it's definitely shaped me into who I am today, especially as a partner.
Right.
Yeah. So
I mean, I dated a guy that was bisexual. My first mm-hmm. and only time I've ever dated a guy that was bisexual, and he told me on the third date that he was bisexual.
Okay.
And I left that date going, fuck. Really? I knew it. He was too perfect. Like, there was too many things that I was like, there's something.
So that bothered you then?
Well, I mean, I still stayed in for a long period of time mm-hmm. back and forth, because I was like, well, I don't know what love looks like, and I don't know if I would be down with this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this may interest me.
Yeah.
I just was really open to whatever love looked like. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know what would have been okay.
Yeah.
So when it got to a point where I really started considering, like, I wonder if I'm okay with him and another man. If I saw it, would I be okay? And it just didn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
And I wondered if he could ever really just be with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that really was the situation. It was mm-hmm. like, I don't really know if this person would be content with one partner mm-hmm. and I have to be okay with him being with other people, men, not other women. I think he would have been okay with just one woman, but with men, that it was a very different thing. So I was interested, you know, curious to see what that was like, but it just didn't work for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm super, you know, comfortable, but I don't know. It just didn't work for me.
Yeah. I think, you know, being as open as I was when I was a lot younger, every man that I have been with, well, not everyone, but a couple of men that I've been with ended up telling me that they had been with men.
Mm-hmm.
And it was later in a relationship. So it was never something that was like brought up, but it never bothered me.
Right.
It never went, wait, what?
Yeah, no, I was curious, but it was the first time that I really believed in bisexuality. Like I really was like, wow, you truly can be like, you really do like 100 and 100, you mm-hmm. know, like there isn't one more than the other. Like there's this duality to being with someone 100% on one side and the other. It was really interesting to sort of kind of figure it out and see how that went down. I was never involved with women, in relationships. It was just, you know, messing around kind of situation. And then, so it was more sexual than romantic.
Yeah. Who was the last girl that you remember like being in love with, or like just loving, or a girl that you've met that you were just like, bleh. Like, whoa.
Oh God, you tell me, let me think about it.
I actually had, I was at a premiere. I think it was a long, 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 long time ago, but there's something about like that personality that you were talking about that's like dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like, whoa, like you just know who you are, what you want, what life looks like.
Right.
And I just like want to know what that is.
Right. Right.
And it was, I have trouble pronouncing her. She's like a famous actress, Charlize Theron.
Oh yeah. For sure.
I was just like, actually can't form words with you because you're so beautiful.
Right.
And
right.
everything that you're saying is just, I just cool.
taken.
I gotta go.
Just movie star.
Yeah, that was like the only, but it was like an attraction. It wasn't like a movie star. Right. It was an attraction.
That's crazy.
I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Would be fun. I'm sure a lot of people will agree with you on that one.
Charlize. That's always, she's been the crush of mine, that and Scarlett Johansson for sure.
Oh. I find Scarlett Scarlett a little vanilla.
Really? Do you?
Yeah.
Maybe vanilla's fine.
Maybe you know? I like a little, you know, a little vanilla and chocolate swirl action going on. I tend to gravitate towards women that are more masculine.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not a lipstick lesbian kind of girl. I like, oh, you could be a man from afar.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely was all about like the dirty blonde mohawks and the tattoos and the suits and the suits, you know, I'm like, okay, I like that.
Yeah. It's so funny because like when I was younger, like that's, you know, going to like these bars and stuff, that would be like what I would go for. And then as I got older, going to like those bars and stuff and you know, you're not on the prowl anymore, you know, so you're actually just like enjoying yourself with your friends at bars. And I would have like a lot of young lesbians come up to me and they would be like very girly. And they'd be like, my friend thinks you're really, really cute. And I'm just like, oh my God. Oh, am I? Oh my God, I'm the butch one.
You're the butch.
I'm the butch. You're the more. Oh my God. It was just so funny. I remember like last time I was out with my friend, I was like, I'm the butch for you. Cool.
That's amazing. You're like, I've made it. I've come into, is this a confidence thing maybe?
Yeah, it's funny.
It's really all that
I always wonder if like your partner wants to like know that you've been with like, you know, women and stuff, you know? I feel like if they love you, then they accept your past and like what has made you, you.
I think it's different. I think it's okay for women to be with women, but it's just more of a difficult situation with people judging men with other men.
I think that needs to change.
That will change.
I think that needs to change. But I think to answer his question, I think you shouldn't be ashamed of who you are. And if the person, like, if that's something super, like, personal to you and something that you need to know in a relationship that person accepts, then get it out faster than later.
I wouldn't put it on a dating app, though. I would wait until you meet the person and make sure they're not crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't know. You don't want to share intimate stuff until you kind of have an idea of what the person's vibe is all about and if they'd be down. And would you be okay if they were also bi? Like, I wonder how that would work.
Yeah.
If there's two people in a relationship.
But there is a lot of people on dating apps that are like pansexual, bisexual. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are like, well, fuck it.
Yeah,
this is who I am.
Then you know who you're getting involved with.
Like, I'm not hiding anything. So are you in, you out?
God, I haven't been on dating apps in so long. It's been a decade. I'm so glad that I am no longer.
Yeah.
That would have been just very messy. Nights of whiskey and dating apps.
Swipe. That's how me and my guy met, was on Bumble.
Oh my God. Bumble. Wow.
Yeah. It was supposed to just be a like one date thing. Cool, man. And then it stuck.
It happens.
Which is so good.
I met my boyfriend 10, 15 years ago on Match.com.
Really?
First time I was ever on a dating site. Yeah, wow. And ended up in a 5-year relationship, but I probably should have not gone through that, but that's okay.
Where is it? What is the womp womp button?
Womp womp B. Yeah. You live and you learn.
We all have those.
Okay, so that's our sort of love and sex question, I guess. Mm-hmm. Do we have another? We have another sex question?
We do. Do we have another sex question?
Or should we get to the good, the juicy stuff?
Maybe get to the juicy stuff. Do you have the juicy stuff?
I don't have. I have the. My phone's being recording, so let me see what.
Oh,
I did.
Here's your right here.
Okay.
This is our first podcast, guys. Let's do the.
I liked the virginity question.
Oh yeah,
that's
me
a
too.
Really good one.
Okay, so this is coming from Miles Brown, PG, and I like your car. Icon. Do you regret who you lost your virginity to? And if so, what would you tell your younger self?
I want you to take this one because I want to hear the story.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, oh boy. So
how old are you, or do you not want to say?
Oh fuck. I don't even remember. I was a lot later in the game.
Okay.
Yeah. Very, very much later in the game. But I remember actually my first boyfriend that I was with for 7 years. I remember we first started talking, we met on MySpace, we first started talking, and then he went back to Ohio, and then kind of like we like fizzled out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought he was so much more experienced than me, and I was like, well, was he older than you? So he wasn't older than me.
Okay.
But he just acted like he had been there, done that. And I was very sheltered as a kid. So I was like fucking years and years behind. And I remember I was filming an episode and this young actor actor, I kind of like got involved with him, but
can
I was
you tell
like,
me names of people?
I can't tell you this name.
You
I
have
can't
to.
Tell you his name. I can't.
Why?
Because he's known.
So?
I can't.
Really?
So that's who I lost my virginity to.
So? I'll tell you. Mine's
no,
known too.
I can't.
Oh my God. I can't. You have to.
Maybe later on in the podcast, it'll be like the cliffhanger at the end where I'm like, this is, because he's probably going to be like, really?
Why?
Because I actually don't think he knows. He actually doesn't. I don't think
that you
he
were
knows
virgin?
That I was a virgin.
Oh, that's sad though.
So it's very sad. I was so self-conscious, and I remember.
Oh my God, I'm dying to know who this is.
I remember.
Let me get it out of her.
I remember. I was like, I don't like this kid. I like this other guy who like I fizzled out with, but like I need to like be experience. Like I could, I need to like.
So you wanted to learn from yes, the movie star guy
to get it over with. I need to just get it over with. So I did, and the whole process was like I was like a rag doll. It was awful. It was the worst experience.
What do you mean?
It was like every position, it was bad. It was really awful, really
sad. Oh,
that's
why you don't want to say who it is, because
yes,
it was just not a good experience.
It was not a good experience at all. But I don't think he knew that I was a virgin.
Okay.
And I remember walking out of that, and I remember my dad picked me up, actually.
and were you walking funny?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right? Know, like, you know, and it's so sad. You can't talk to your dad. Like, your dad doesn't know. And, oh, my God. It was the most horrific, like, thing. So
where was it? At his house?
It was at his house.
Okay.
So what I would say...
Is he living with his parents at the time, or did he have his own place?
No, he was living with his parents, but his parents weren't there.
Right.
So it was kind of like a group of people, right, and then we ended up in the bedroom.
Mm.
But I was young. I was very, very young, and I just kind of wanted to get it out of the way. And do I regret that? Yes, 100%. Because I think it would have meant so much more if I had actually did it with my first boyfriend and not felt pressured and felt like I didn't know as much as he did and I needed to, like, you know.
And was he as experienced, your boyfriend, when you got there?
No, he wasn't. So it was, so it was like, bummer, man. So I definitely regret it. And I feel like, I think that happens to a lot of girls,
yes.
Especially now, what's happening with TV shows and stuff, and so over-sexualized.
Yeah.
I feel like kids are just like kind of like eager to...
That's not real life, people.
No, it isn't. Like, what they show on TV
is like porn.
Yeah, is not.
That's not
what
how people
is.
Have sex for reals, yo. That's like a lot of blocking and discussing what's okay and not okay, and rehearsing that goes into it, and it's edited, and it's acting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sad. I mean, the internet wasn't around when I lost my virginity, you know, so I really didn't have, I mean, I remember seeing the only bit of porn that I saw was the VHSs that I stole from like my parents, or like, I think the first one was so cliche. It was Debbie Does Dallas. I don't know if you even know what that is.
No,
I'm
so, what is
I'm
that?
So dating myself.
What
it was just like a really famous porn back in the day.
What was it?
Debbie Does Dallas. Debbie Does Dallas. It was like a really popular porn in the 80s, essentially.
Okay.
So I saw that. And then we used to have, I grew up in Queens. We used to have like the black cable boxes you'd buy on the street that like would scramble the stations, but you'd have to pay for cable because it was free.
Yeah.
And you'd like, they would last for like 3 months, and then you'd have to throw them out and go find someone on the street to like get you another one for $50 or whatever. and I used to watch like scrambled porn.
Oh my God.
On
amazing.
That.
Little baby Danielle watching. Scrambled porn.
Oh yeah, I was like 12, like watching, like trying to see,
like,
you know,
what is this?
Yeah,
what
I was
what
so curious.
Well, women like experience like stuff changing in their body a little bit sooner than boys do. So like that's a confusing feeling.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, what's going on? Why?
Yeah,
why,
what
that's
is
so interesting. So I lost my virginity to my first kiss. Actually,
oh, that's fucking sweet. Well, that's cute.
It was all like the first. It was a first of everything for me. Mm. But I remember, like many people, it probably was like, it wasn't really gonna, like, coerced a little bit into it. You know, we'd made out a bunch of times, and like we were taking our time. And
was he a virgin as well?
Well, the funny thing is that I didn't know that he was a virgin until many, many, many years later.
Aww.
Like many years later, like
why
in our 20s.
Why are men so like nervous to like say that? Huh.
I don't know. Hmm. I mean, you know, now as an adult, I'm sure they'd be like, oh, I was so dumb for, you know, for not making that. But they don't want it to be an experience. I mean, yeah. I don't know. What are they going to put rose petals? Like, you're like 15, you know yeah. what I mean? They're just like, oh my God, I'm going to get in the pussy. So, yeah. So mine was, I had my first kiss. I still remember what I was wearing, wow. like on my first kiss date, because it was like my first date.
Did you know that it was going to happen then?
I didn't have it the same night as my first kiss. I knew my first kiss was going to happen that night. And then, because I went to a party, I'd never been to a party before. And yeah. like, when, I think I got felt up too. Remember, okay. like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was embarrassed because I was wearing a sports bra. I still wear sports bras.
Oh, yeah.
But I was
I don't
like,
wear bras.
No, me neither. But back then, you're like, you want to be, you're padded. Like, oh, I probably should have been sexy now.
Yeah.
Sports bra. And I had, remember when Guess had like the designer Guess had like the see through button up shirts?
Oh, yeah.
So I had that on with my jeans and my motorcycle boots, and it happened like across the street from his house. Anyway, so we dated for a while and became close, and then we ended up, you know, oh, I won't put it in all the way.
Yeah,
you know, situation.
Is that how he said that?
Pretty much. And you're like, oh, okay, just try it. Oh, a little further, a little further, a little further. I know it's horrible, right?
Yeah.
And I actually like, you know, nothing really happens.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, what, 2 minutes, maybe yeah. 3 minutes. Like yeah. it's not. It's like, wait, how do you put the condom on, yeah. like, situation? But I couldn't go to school the next day because I was, like, hurting. Like, it was, yeah. like, an issue. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew why.
Yeah.
And we were together for, God, I don't know, 4 years?
Okay, what's his name?
So his name's Omri.
Omri, okay.
He was,
cute name.
He's the star of Hocus Pocus. Remember that movie?
Yes.
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 So we were actually still dating during that time, too.
Wow.
And then, so anyway, so we're still friends.
Yeah.
And he cheated on me with Vanessa Shaw on that. That's how we broke up. Because, I couldn't compete with her.
Yeah.
She was like this hot blonde, you know,
piece
of ass.
Oh, then
you
were comparing yourself. Oh.
I still do. Look, I'm 44 and I'm still like, well, you know, Vanessa Shaw, I can't compare her.
Oh. Oh, no, Shaw. Danny, are you kidding me? Do you own mirrors in this house? Because they fucking break
well,
when you're fucking
know,
seven.
They're girl,
like, damn,
you.
Too hot, too hot. No, you are fine,
I
darling.
Love you. So I didn't know, you know, I didn't know. But we had it. I'm so glad that it was that person, and you
yeah.
know, and years later we revisited for like a minute, like once, like one night when I was like 20, I don't know, maybe like 22 or something, and
yeah.
it was crazy. Because it was, I was just like transported back to being a teenager. It was like
oh,
exactly
so
the way that I had remembered it.
Yeah.
So it was all, it was very innocent and
oh.
authentic and loving and real. And like, we were friends, you
yeah.
know? So I'm super glad that I actually had a really good experience.
See, that's another thing. So, well, maybe we shouldn't get on that subject. Cause I'm like, another topic. Like when you have sex with friends versus like, someone, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's could work one way or the other.
Yeah, right.
Usually it works the other way.
Yeah, the other way. Oh, it's so good. Oh, I'm so glad you had like a sweet, nice.
Thank God, right?
You know, two different versions of losing your virginity.
It usually happens one way or
so
another.
So do you regret like losing your virginity that way, or is it would just
no,
exactly cool.
It was fine. Yeah, nice. It was great. It was, yeah. I regret many other things I did after that, but not with that person. Many times, and you're, you know, it's what do you do in your 20s?
Yeah. Oh, that was such a good question, Miles.
I love it.
And what would you tell your younger self? Well, me, I would tell myself to just hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. Just hold on. And I'd like to tell that to a lot of the kids that I'm around, like that, you know, I've seen them since young and now
yeah.
they're like in their teens. I'm like,
just
don't
wait.
Rush anything.
Just wait.
It's all going to be there for
just
years and
kid.
Years to come.
As long as you can.
Yeah.
My kids, they're always like, when am I going to be 44? When am I going
to
be? I'm like, you don't, you just enjoy it.
Don't
just enjoy it.
I know.
But you don't listen. We didn't listen when we were young.
Mm-mm. I wanted to grow up so fast.
So fast.
So fast.
I have this book that I found.
Yeah. What is it?
It's the Book of Questions, and it's funny because it was in 2016 it was released. I got it at Urban Outfitters.
Oh,
was,
cool.
You know,
cute. To,
this is so, it's so old. I had it on my shelf, but
I love
just
their
pulling
books.
It out. They have good stuff, right? And there were some things that I thought were really interesting. So,
ooh, what did you find in here?
Let's see. Here's a good sex one, I guess. This is kind of a sex
oh,
and
here
love.
We go. Sex.
While on a trip, your spouse or lover spends the night with a stranger. If you knew they'd never meet again and wouldn't otherwise find out about it, would you want your partner to tell you? If roles were reversed, would you confess what you had done?
You first.
No and no.
Yeah, no and no. 100% no.
I don't want to know.
No.
Because then I'll never stop thinking about it.
God, that's like the thing. That's like, I don't want to know about my people's past. I just don't want to know because it's going to be in my head.
I love hearing about it as long as I don't know the visual.
Oh, see.
I want to know the details.
See, I'll know the details, but then it doesn't stop there. I have to know the visual and then I'm fucked. And then I'm screwed. It's been really nice with me and my boyfriend now. Me and my exes like talk about all that kind of stuff. Mm. And this one we haven't really. Like, I don't know what his ex looks like. Yeah. I don't think he knows what mine looks like.
Right. So that's good. So it's I don't know much about my husband's past.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to know about my past, but he has heard, like, I just had this conversation with you. So, and unfortunately, Google, you know.
Yeah, that's
and
the only thing that's a little bit unfortunate for us.
Yeah, it's an actor and most of mine were, so I have to be careful.
So a lot of yours were actors.
All, pretty much all.
A lot of mine were musicians.
See?
Yeah.
Artists.
Know? Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, so no and no.
No and no. Straight up no.
Let's see. Here's another really good one. Where is that? Oh, what was your best experience with drugs or alcohol?
What was my best experience?
Or worst?
I was like, when I did drugs and alcohol, I was like, I'm a big fan of shrooms. So every time that I partake in Shroomville, I have a very...
In what?
Shrooms.
Just in Shroomville? What's that? What do you mean?
I just call it like... Oh, it's like
is that a party? Thing? Is it an event?
Like Shroomville. Oh. I just like... I have such a great like internal experience with myself.
Right. Okay.
It's so nice.
That's great.
It is amazing. So have you ever done...
No. Oh, no. I'm way too A-type girlfriend.
Really?
No. Oh, hell fuck no.
No. See, like marijuana makes me freak the fuck out. What's that? What is that? Is that your man?
No. What was that?
Guys, I think you just heard a ghost.
Was it a ghost? What was that?
Well, I don't... Somebody was
that
like...
That sounded creepy. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I think...
Can I tell you something creepy about my house?
If that's... Do you have fucking ghosts in your house right now, Danielle? Oh, my God.
Hey, babe. That's so weird.
We have to rewind that. Guys, go back into the podcast right now and please listen to that.
Like,
yeah, that was literally, that is nuts. 41 minutes. 41 minutes.
No, that's wrong.
Oh my God. Do we need to do a podcast night where we like stay up in your house?
There definitely are. Okay. So I don't do hallucinogenics, but I do love my CBD 1-to-1.
Okay.
Care by Design. Listen, if y'all want to sponsor our podcast, I will talk about you all day long. I obviously smoked pot when I was a teenager and I started having bad trips and anxiety attacks. So I didn't.
Yes.
But you're buying like weird dirt bud, you know, whatever. So you didn't know what the hell you were getting.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a funny story about the first time I ever bought marijuana. I was 14. I know. I bought it from this kid, Josh Rudoy. He was on like Harry and the Hendersons. He was like another kid actor.
Oh, okay.
Went to school with a bunch of kid actors. And at the time you only bought like I had always heard like an eighth. So I was like, oh, I'll buy an eighth. Trying to be cool. It was like $60 or something. And he gave it to me after school. And I went to my friend Carissa's house and her parents were out of town and her dad had a pipe she found in the drawer. And we went outside and we smoked the entire eighth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
we smoked,
no.
I think it was like 26 bowls.
Oh my God, Danielle.
I just thought whatever you buy, you like, it's like you food, you buy, you do it.
Well, no. How did you feel?
I thought I was going to die.
You poor thing.
Thought I was going.
How was your friend?
I don't remember. All I remember was watching Disney's Fantasia and tripping out.
Yeah.
And I was afraid to go to sleep because I thought I was going to not wake up. And we went and ate giant bowls of cereal, like mixing bowls of every cereal that she had in her house. So it actually was a funny experience, but
Luckily, you weren't by yourself.
God.
Could you imagine if you were by yourself?
No, it was horrible, horrible, horrible.
Oh, no. My first time getting high was in Canada. And it was with a girlfriend of mine with all of these random, like, jockey playing dudes, and I thought it was so cool, and I smoked so much.
So there's a running theme here with, like, trying to be cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was definitely me. I was like, am I cool yet? I was like a shelter kid.
Am I cool?
But I remember puking up a Christmas tree.
Ate a Christmas tree?
No, I think I ate the weed.
Oh my God. I was like, wait, you got high and you ate a Christmas tree? Scout.
Wait, was this
we need to
laughing?
Talk. Yeah, that's the laughing.
Oh, that's applause.
That's the applause.
Thank you, guys.
Good job. Christmas tree.
No, I remember it being so beautiful in the toilet. I was like, oh, it's a Christmas tree.
Oh my God, that is insanity. So
luckily, you were my friend as a kid.
Oh my God, we would have been. Oh,
we would have,
dude,
run the town,
dude. Oh. So we for sure we so CBD. So I take the so in my house sometimes I swear I will hear things, but I don't know if it's because I've taken a pill and I'm like imagining it, or maybe I'm just have taken it and I'm just more open to hearing it. But definitely,
wow.
And I have a story. So a couple months ago, I was with my older son Carter. It was early in the morning, and I was getting ready for school. We were in his bathroom. It's like a Jack and Jill bathroom. My husband was sleeping, and I heard someone from behind Carter say, "Hi, guys," in a man's voice. And I turned around thinking that it was my husband was up, which I was like, it's early for him to be like up and like happy, you know, he's not a morning person.
Yeah.
And I turned around to look and nobody was there.
Whoa.
And Carter, I didn't say anything. Carter said to me, "Is that daddy?"
It's weird, right? Shit.
And I could hear it. I could play it back on my Nest cameras from Jagger's bedroom, and you can hear it.
You can hear it?
You can hear it.
Oh,
go,
can we play this? Like
oh
now?
God.
Now we
I didn't
need to play
save it.
It.
I didn't
oh,
save it.
Oh my God.
But it was, hi guys. It was weird.
We need to do a podcast like live night where we stay up all night in your house and see if we can like.
Oh my God.
No, that definitely was something. Whatever just happened, that was something.
Well, on our next podcast, I'll tell you my spooky story about what happened in my house.
Oh, fuck me.
Gotta wait for the next one, guys.
Great. I was like, is this a new build or
an
old
build?
No,
it's the house is 22 years old. So it's new-ish, but something did happen here.
Cool.
Which I found out about after I bought the house.
Damn, don't they have to tell you that?
It was more than 10 years ago.
Wow. Okay. That's crazy. That's insane.
But you know what? It's got good vibes.
Yeah?
I'm not mad at it.
Well, the people are here.
She's here.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Stay tuned, you guys.
Oh, well, that's...
This was really fun. This went by really fast. I hope that you got... We indulged in a lot of... or divulged in a lot of information about the two of us. So.
We did. Oh, thank you guys so much
thank
for joining
you.
Our first episode.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop. We will... applause. We can give ourselves an applause.
Yeah.
We'll give you guys an applause.
Yay.
For your awesome questions.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yay.
And see you guys next time.
See you next time.
Talk scary to me.
Bye.
Bye.
That's so fun.
Oh, it was fun.
I hope I was recording.
Oh my God, could you imagine? No, what was that?